Okay, I'm talking to the beautiful and vivacious Alejandra of San Diego, who works here at Adelita's. And believe it or not, yes, she's from San Diego. She's actually an American citizen, and she's gorgeous. And she's, how long have you worked here at Adelita's?
Well, right now, I'm working almost by 3 months, so.
Where did you work before here?
Before, I'm used to be a dancer at the Chicago Club.
Ah, how long were you at Chicago Club?
About 3 years, really.
Ah, boy, that's a hot show at the Chicago Club. You're...
That's right.
I can understand, yes.
Right, but now, at Adelita's, I don't be a dancer, you know. Come over here to Adelita's to try to do something different, not to be a dancer. You know, because, you know, here in Mexico, this doesn't pay very good money for a dancer. And I'm not interested to be a dancer anymore, so interested to be different, you know what?
Yes, I see. So you lived in the United States at one time?
Well, I'm just living in the U.S. before, you know, but now, after I'm come to work at Adelita's, I moved to Mexico to DJ. Right.
I see. So where have you lived in Mexico before?
Well, before I'm just living in different cities, different towns, you know. Not a specific one town because it's not a trip. I don't want to lie about myself. I'm just live here and there, everywhere, you know. I don't have the right address or some place, special place. But now I'm here in DJ.
So what are your dreams of the future? What would you like to be when you retire?
Well, you know what? Really, my dreams is what you're asking me for. My dreams is to have the family, you know, the good family at home. But I know that's very difficult to get a family when you work like what I'm working right now, you know. That's totally different. Because most of the people just used to laughing of you and kidding you and sharing you and do things and treat you very bad, all right? Then I'm say that because my own experience already.
The guys treat you bad sometimes?
Oh, yeah. I'm used to fall in love with one man here at the Chicago Club. He's working at the Navy, you know. He's by more than 20 years old. Older than I, and he just called me all the time a fucking beaner, things like that, you know, and he don't really treat me very nice, and always he needs money for pay bills or things like that. He's sending me to go to work again, and I have to give to them my money when he's an American. He's from Ohio, and I don't mind, but the way he treats me, forget about it, you know. To me, it's better to be alone and keep working like that. But I really, my dream is to find somebody who's really loved me because me, for me, not because who I am or what I do or what how much I'm made. Just have to love me because me. But I don't know, I think that this is a very difficult thing.
I think most women want that in the world. I don't think you're any different. Yeah, that's one thing that guys who come down here need to understand, that you're all women and you all want the same thing, really. You want to be loved and appreciated.
Yes, that's right. I'm going to help you, but you know what? When he kicked me at a bar, he told me totally different things, you know. He's offering to me the best things, and just to be the best as I can be, I give to them my best. I do my best for him, but he doesn't appreciate, you know. Even if I do whatever he's asking me for, and he doesn't appreciate, and always he keeps asking, he keeps calling me a beaner,
yeah,
motherfucker, and things like that, and hacker. Yeah, he doesn't really have the respect for themselves. How am I going to expect them that he's got the respect for me?
The interesting thing is you seem to have such a good attitude in the club. You're very happy. very outgoing, and you're really a fantastic girl. And we're out of time for this interview, but I want to thank you very much for this interview. Thank you.
My pleasure.